guys. Welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam. Here's Danielle.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So the next month or so, we're going to be releasing our episodes from our recent trip to Los Angeles.
Yes.
And I think in every episode, you're just going to hear us constantly being like, oh, I love you guys.
Right.
I love you guys. It was such a love fest.
Oh my God. We made so many good friends.
Yeah.
Such cool people.
Yes. And I think that one thing, as bad as social media can be on some level for some things, I do think that it does put you in contact with people you would never otherwise meet. And it's been incredible. And the fact that we were able to go across the country and meet these people who we never otherwise would have met, it's an incredible thing. And I really do feel so blessed and lucky to have these people in our lives now.
And to find, they're just like us, like cool, normal
stars
people.
Stars just like us. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right?
100%. Yeah. And we just, every single, I feel like, interview we did or discussion we had, podcast episode we did that was over there was so different from one another. But we're going to do a whole separate episode about our trip. We'll let everybody know when that's going to come out. But this episode is with Jody Sweetin and Celia Behar from the Never Thought I'd Say This podcast. And Celia is a licensed therapist, life coach, and writer. She also co-runs the Little Mamas website and is a cannabis activist, raising awareness about its benefits. Jody Sweetin is an actress and plays Stephanie Tanner on Full and Fuller House. She's also a dedicated mom of two and women's rights activist. These best friends are both single moms raising girls and living in LA. The Never Thought I'd Say This podcast is a hilarious and real account of parenting and really will make you feel less alone in your parenting journey. I'm having trouble speaking today.
Did you notice the recording of this that Celia was kind of analyzing me as we were talking?
Well, that's her.
I know, but I was loving every second of it.
As
the guy at the table, like, I think she was staring me down and analyzing everything
good.
I was saying.
Good. I like it. Bring it on, Celia.
It actually comes up in the episode, so everybody will hear one of the things that was going on.
Yeah, good. Let me tell you, man, therapists could analyze you all day long.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a loyal listener of their podcast, and I nod my head and like laugh every episode.
Oh,
so I really think everyone should check it out. The Never Thought I'd Say This podcast. And here is Celia and Jody.
Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam and here's Danielle.
Hi.
And we are here with a very funny podcast. Never Thought I'd Say This with Jody and Celia. Hey guys.
Hi.
So they're experts, so we wanted to have them on.
We were just talking about the lack of expertise that we have in parenting otherwise, other than that the kids are alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always say that we're not experts. I pretty much on every episode we say, we're not experts. Don't take, you know, whatever we say, take with a grain of salt.
Right.
Don't copy. Don't, you know, do your own thing.
Yeah, it's like, don't do as I say, as I do.
Right. Make your own horrific mistakes with your kids.
Yeah, don't blame us.
Exactly.
Right. No, don't take any ideas from us. And I wanted to, first of all, thanks for you. Right now we are in your house. So
yes.
Thank you for having
not
us.
Not mine, Jody.
We're so glad to,
that was
to have
so
you guys
awesome
here.
Of you guys to do that.
Yeah.
And we're just really happy to have you guys here. So thank you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to talk today about friendship because, I mean, you guys are like the epitome of like an amazing friendship.
You just met them.
I have stalked them on Instagram for a very long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how girls work.
I know them better than they know them.
I thought you were saying as a friendship with you.
No. What? With each other? Oh, my God.
I thought you met them for an hour, and now all of a sudden you're best friends.
They're feeling so sorry for you right now.
No, we are, Adam. That actually happens with girls, too.
Yes. We will all be crying in the bathroom later together.
and talking about boobies and periods
there
and vaginas.
Yeah, I'm going to get a vat of whiskey and a pack of cigarettes and have my own good time.
I'll join you for the
I'll be out later.
Cigarettes. So anyway, can you tell us like a little bit about how you guys met? Because I do not know that story.
Oh.
I would love to know
that story. It's a good story.
I stalked her.
Yeah. She wound up on
Tinder.
My front porch.
If only.
Yeah. No, actually, we became friends through Celia's blog and Facebook group, which is called Little Mamas, and Celia and her friend Allison Porter, who I know also, Allie was, she won The Voice.
Yep, season 10.
Season 10, and she also was Curly Sue. So Allie and I have known each other for a long time, But Allie and Celia had the little mamas.
Yep. I was Allie's babysitter back in the day, as in I babysat her.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So that's how much older I am than
her. Right. And Allie and I have known each other for years. And so Allie had added me into Little Mamas. It's a private Facebook group. So, support group mm-hmm. for a bunch of moms. I became friends with Celia through Little Mamas. And I was going through a divorce at the time. Mm-hmm. And she was about to be. How long ago was this? Oh God!
That's the debatable part.
This is the debate. Where I go like 3 years ago, and she's like, "No, it was 8."
Yeah,
it's around a little over seven years ago, and she was living in New York at the time, and I was out here, and we became internet friends.
Right.
Which I always thought was so lame.
Yep.
Because I was like, who becomes friends and like starts, you know, talking about all of the stuff that they're going through on the internet, like that? But I found like Celia and I just connected, and I followed her posts and her kids. And I just kept thinking, like, oh, my God, her kids are exactly like my kids. And they look similar. Look alike. And everything, just the way they act, the way they interacted with her, the way they interacted with each other. And so we became internet friends. And I didn't know who she was, by the way. Yeah, she didn't know that I was on TV or anything. She says that she thought I had the unfortunate coincidence of having the same name as the girl on Full House.
I didn't mean it like that. I kept thinking I was talking to this girl who had the same name as Stephanie on Fuller House and how what a pain in the ass that would be to have to like explain to every place that you apply for a credit card or whatever that, you know, like, no, it's not me. Like that, you know, I just have the same name. It's not, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then I was talking to Allie about my new online mom friend, Jody. And I was like, oh yeah, I love that girl, Jody. And she was like, which one? And I said, you know, the one with that has that, you know,
The unfortunate coincidence of
being named, you know, with the same name as the girl from Full House. And Allie was like, oh, God, you're such an asshole. That is the girl from Full House.
Oh, my God.
And then
that's hilarious.
Crazy went back through my messages to her to be like, did I ever say anything about like this? Did I say anything like that?
No, she didn't. But that was how our friendship started. Uh-huh. And then she moved out here to L.A. and wound up moving like 4 blocks from me, and and so now we're together like all the time.
A lot.
Yeah. Aww. It's me and Celia and the 4 kids, and we go out and embarrass ourselves and make other people uncomfortable. So that's what we do. It's what we're good at. And now
Emily records us doing it, which is great.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're here, to help us make people feel uncomfortable.
Yes,
because we do a great job at that.
You guys do. I do have to say, I love your podcast because of that. You guys add yourself for so many things.
Thank
I really love that you talk about your relationship as well. Which
I thought you were going to say anal.
No, but we love talking about that too.
Yeah, we'll talk about that till the cows come
home. It's become a recurring theme, and now I almost have to like put a, like, you know how they had the E explicit sign.
Right.
Now
right.
I feel like for my parents I have to put an A next to it, like to let them know, don't listen to this when we talk about anal.
My mom has started talking about our podcast, and she leans over and tells people, she's like, it's very funny. But if you're offended by language, don't listen.
Right, right.
If you don't like the F word. And my dad, we're in my dressing room the other night. My dad goes, I love it. I think it's great. And I'm like, and I look at him, I go, you do? He goes, yeah, I love listening to it. And I love all the things you say. It's hilarious.
Like,
well, fuck yeah, Dad.
Yeah, we have only certain episodes that are allowable to listen to.
Oh, see,
no,
my mom, I just told her, I was like, you can listen. Oof. But just be prepared. She goes, I've lived 37 years as your mother.
Right.
There's nothing you can say that would shock me.
Yeah,
now.
I don't know. Right, cool. Well, I think there's stuff that there's stuff that I really don't want them hearing.
Yeah, my mom just, I'm like,
they don't
want to
know.
Listen at your own risk.
I don't even know if they would understand.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be like, oh, are they talking about colonoscopy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe,
I don't ever want to have a conversation with my mom about that.
I did write to my older sister recently about our podcast and asked her,
she does anal?
emoji.
By the way, now I want to.
BT Dubs. How's the Orthodox?
Yeah, how's Orthodox doing? Is that different? I want to write that to her
right
now.
But
well, so it doesn't count. I don't know. I don't think that's a double blessing on Shabbos, though. Anal. I did write my older sister and said, "Does Mom know about my new project?" And she wrote back, "I don't know. What's your new project?" And I said, "I'm doing a podcast." And she writes back, "Oh, period. Yes, period.
Oh no.
She knows about that. Period. She's not happy." And I was like,
and you're like, success. Oh.
Right. I just went, did she say she's not happy? She said, I think I'm downplaying how unhappy she is. And I was like, okay, well, that's all I need to know about that.
Right.
That's all.
Well, that's a good amount of appropriate. I feel like you don't want your mom, if your mom kind of can't listen sometimes, I feel like
it's because
like,
I talk
okay,
about-
then I'm doing a good job with well, the interview.
It's because I talk about my mom because my mom is insane.
Oh, okay. Like legit nuts.
Just crazy.
We did a whole episode on a book she wrote. It was great.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Gramps has a ponytail.
I'm sorry, what?
Gramps has a ponytail.
That's the name. Is it a children's book?
It is.
Well, no. It's supposed to be. But if you look at the illustrations, they are the things of nightmares.
Yes. Yeah.
I have not heard that episode,
now
I'm
going to. On another podcast.
Woo! Like, this is great.
We should introduce her to Linda, to my mom.
Yes.
Yes, but it has to be
Familoonies.
It has to be after 4 p.m. Well, I'm sorry, what's a Familoonie?
They got a lot of inside jokes here, which I'm
they
really
do.
Not sure.
They do. It's not that. It was my mom. We don't know what it is. My mom will just sign emails to me, love the Familoonies. She made it up. It's never been a thing in our family. I have no idea it is. So I just forward them to Jody. And I'm like, what the fuck is a Familoonie?
It's on wheels.
I don't know. It's on wheels. She comes up with her own little thing. It's on wheels. Celia, it's a slippery carpet. Something she once said to me. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? It's a slippery carpet.
I think she meant a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I told that to my friend Minda. And she goes, is she talking about her beaver? I was like, come on.
Slippery carpet.
Yeah, it's a slippery carpet.
It's moist.
I hate that one.
Exactly.
My kids run around saying that.
Can you make mouthing noises into the mic while you say moist, please?
Ew.
Oh, my God. There was something on a show the other day that they were doing that. They were talking about the Mortal Kombat. Don't ask me why. But how they do the sound design for it. And it was them. And they were like, we're just going to make the most horrific noises into a microphone. I was like, nope.
Fast
yeah, one. Right.
They were like chewing in the microphone. No.
Yeah, that's like a thing
it
now,
is.
Isn't
it's
it?
Called
like
the, something.
Yeah.
ASMR is
that's
where they,
it, ASMR.
My kids love that. And I can't stand it. It drives me bananas. And they're like, don't you love it? It's so soothing. I said, I want to throw the phone across the room.
Yeah.
Don't
am
like
I the only
noise.
One who doesn't
you don't,
know?
They'll, where they'll, am? Like, they'll be like, scratch the mic.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Harper tried to play it on a,
Emily's
on a
like,
drive
do it
back
again.
From Ithaca to New York, and I was like, I'm going to punch you. I'm going to punch you right now. Turn that shit off in the car. Like, no.
You never heard about
this. No, I've heard of, like, vocal fry, because Howard always talks about
vocal
it.
Vocal fry.
Yeah.
That's just a way of talking.
That's what I have.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm out of it. How do you know this? You don't know stuff.
He's cool dad. We already know that.
First of all, I know lots of stuff.
You do know lots of stuff.
Second of all, our kids were watching it.
Oh, they were?
Yes.
All right.
It's cool dad. Wait, how long have you guys been married? That's what I wanted to know.
We have been married. How long have we been married?
We have been
Adam?
Married for 17 years.
We have.
Wow.
That is correct. Ding, 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 ding. Yes. We have.
Oh, you were. It was a test. You were testing him to see if he actually knew.
I mean, we had to say it a bunch the last few days on a bunch of different podcasts, so that's why he knows.
Yeah, no, I know a lot of information about our marriage since we started this podcast.
We have learned a lot about each other in the past year. We did not know who we were married to before this.
Yeah. Well, I figured out my age. You know, constantly remind me how old I am.
I do constantly remind you how old he is. Because he's older than me. Yeah. So, I mean, not
that's
much.
That's fair.
But yeah.
That's the law. We have
that's
to
right.
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Are you guys the same age?
No,
I'm much older than she is.
You're people not think, much older than I am.
Yes, I am. And people think I'm your mom. I'm
first of all, no one thinks that we look alike.
Oh, well,
no one thinks
we go places and I'm sure people think I'm his mom. So it's well, when they card him and don't card me and I'm sort of like, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm 37.
Oh, okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
How's that?
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. No, I'm 46, actually.
Oh, all right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that's true. You are almost 10 years old.
I've said that like 5 times. You don't listen to me.
Don't
I
say
feel
it like that.
I feel like age, well, not admitting age isn't a thing anymore, right?
Oh, I don't
like,
care.
Yeah. Like
people
don't.
No, people still lie about their age in Hollywood. For sure.
Really?
No, yeah. I won't name names, but sure.
I'm 53.
Yeah, not really in suburban New Jersey. nobody
no.
really lies about their age.
No, nobody lies about their age.
I'm very proud of how old I am. I understand getting older is harder, but I also, like, it beats the alternative.
And you're rocking it, so there you go. That's all that matters.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't see the point of... like pretending that you're not as old as you are. I wouldn't want to go backward anyway.
I'm confused enough. I don't need to lie about my age.
I'm obsessed with Jane Fonda. I talk about her all the time.
Oh my God, I love her.
I think
so
I even maybe have mentioned this on an episode of a podcast before, but she's 82.
Yep.
And she was on, and she like totally like talks about the fact that she's 82, which I think is awesome. And she's sort of like, even if someone granted a wish that I could go back and be in my 20s right now, yeah, she's like, I would not do it. And I was like, no, damn, yeah. And you're 80. So that says something, you know? Yeah. Like,
I wouldn't want to go back to my 20s either.
God, no.
My 30s have been awesome, but not my 20s.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
today. 30s are good. I don't want to be growing up today.
No.
I don't like today.
Nope.
Yeah, I like the 80s and 90s a little bit better than yep, what's going true. On now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too much. It's too fast.
It's. I totally agree with you.
Oh, my God. You guys, we've become old.
We're old.
I know. Old. Isn't finally, it?
It's cool. Like, oh, these kids today.
I threw my window open last night at midnight and yelled out the window, can you turn off the music outside of the car? I am trying to sleep in here.
Well, we went the other day. We were walking around and it's like 3:30 and we're like all jet lagged and stuff. So we were really like hungry. So we stopped somewhere to eat. And it was a really expensive place. And we were like, oh, okay, great. And then we see like the happy hour, like early bird prices. Right. And we're like, oh my God, now we totally get why old people go for dinner at 4 p.m. Number one, we ate everything, the most amazing meal for half price.
Right. Yep.
And nobody was there. We were the only ones. Like,
also,
so
for me, I'm like, I'm hungry at 5:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hungry at 5:30 or 6 o'clock. You know
well,
what I mean?
There like, you see.
There's first dinner and then maybe I need second dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to start researching early bird at home.
I mean, it was a phenomenal. And then we got home at like, 5:30 and we put on TV and we were like, this was the best day ever. Right.
And without your kids, nonetheless.
And without our kids. So we're going to.
This is what we've become.
Early bird just specials make all the sense in the world.
They sure do. Okay, so friendships.
So friendships, So I feel like with Adam, he gives a different perspective because for me, friendships have been like, they're a huge part of my life because as much as I love Adam 50% of the time, I know, maybe not. That was giving you some, we're
that
on vacation, so everything is going to be inflated now.
Like,
you
that
know?
Is great. Yeah. Right.
Right. Right. We'll go home and I'll be like, that was 10%.
Right.
Right.
So I feel like those friendships to me mean so much because there's certain things he just can't understand. And there's certain things that like I, like the day I get my period, I go to him and I'm like, oh, I got my period. And he's like, ugh. Right. And like you tell your friends and they're like, oh my God, I totally get it. Right, I know, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I need those relationships.
Well, I think it's really important for people to understand that like, just like any friendship or relationship, one person can't be your source for all
everything.
100%.
And there's like my boyfriend and I have a very clear understanding. He's like I love you, babe. But if you want to like go kind of on and on about it, he'll listen. But as a girl, like I'm like, oh my God, did I tell you about? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, I know, but I'm going to tell you again. And like guys don't want to hear the same story four times.
Right.
Girls want to hear the same story four times because now we're going to dissect it in four different ways each time. And we're going to bring it up because it's still fucking bothering us. And I still need to talk about it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to hear it for the fourth time.
Right.
Well, depending on the story, we might not even want to hear it one time.
True.
Yeah, I know.
I also know those stories.
And they don't hear it once. You might be talking, but they don't hear it.
Unless it's about you making out with your girlfriend, and then they'll want to hear it five times.
No, but even then, like at a certain point, they just don't want to hear the same story over again. And girls totally do.
Yep.
And it's like you have to be smart and know like these are the things I'm going to come to you about. And I know I can tell you everything, but I know you're not going to be as much fun. Like it's just not going to be as much fun as sitting with my girlfriend talking about the same shit that we talk about all the time.
Over and over again.
Right.
Yeah, no, it all boils down to, for the most part, guys and girls need different things.
They don't
respond in the same way to certain situations and stories.
He doesn't understand, like, emotional eating, you know? Like, you know what I mean? If I'm really sad and I, like, need to raid the pantry or something, he's sort of like, what do you do? Like, I need a girl with me for that, you know? Like, he doesn't understand, like, last night, you know, we came home at midnight. I hadn't had dessert, and I was like, I'm fucking ordering dessert. I had 3 enormous chocolate chip cookies, and he sat there and watched, and I was like, a best friend would never do that.
Yeah,
she would be eating the cookies.
No, my man and I are always like, we should split dessert.
You were like forcing me. You're like, eat the fucking
cookie. Yeah, like, I was like, I don't want to do this alone.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want the cookie. God damn it.
Who doesn't want a cookie?
I think that for him, he doesn't quite, like, I think he appreciates and he's super, like, loves the fact that I have all these amazing girlfriends. Not all these, not that I have so many, but I think that a guy, like, their friendship is just so different than ours.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Do you feel like your relationship with your friends is so much different than... than my relationship with
absolutely.
My friends.
Oh, absolutely. And I need you to have those friends. Right. Because, like we just said, I can't give you certain things that you need.
I think it's really important. It's like, it's not an indication of, like, the health of a relationship. I think it's actually really, it's more healthy to have friends that you go out and do stuff with.
Alone?
Like,
yeah.
My boyfriend and I have talked about it. I'm like, look, when we move in together, I'm like, if you have, like, guys night, you want to go do, like, please go do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a part of it. I don't need you to invite me. I actually kind of want you to go do your thing. Because sometimes I just want to, like, everyone needs their alone time, their space, their whatever.
Just their girlfriend time.
Right. He'll joke. I'm like, oh my God, all the girls are coming over tonight. He's like, I'm so glad I'm in New York.
No, I know.
Have fun with that.
He's been here on these hits.
Needs that. Yeah. Like, she needs to be alone with girls. I mean, I don't know what she's really doing behind closed doors, but because, you know, orgies. I know what her intentions are.
Anal.
We keep doing that.
That's our friendship.
A little more complicated in that situation, but right.
I don't know. I could figure
it
out.
We'd
talk about it later.
We'd figure it out.
I think she comes home
without the anal. Like, she comes home refreshed. You know, with the conversations, with being with the girls and being. And it's better for me when she's refreshed.
When she's an outlet.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
But I think also what you were saying about one person, you can't have one person be the source of everything. I think that's with friendships, too. I think sometimes we put pressure on a best friend that, like, and then we're so disappointed when they can't give us everything. And it's sort of like, well, you know, like, I have, for me, I have a friend that I call, like, if I need to go out and, like, laugh my ass off.
Right.
And that's, like, a different friend than I might call, you know, if I need parenting advice. You know what I mean? Like, but I think that what happens sometimes is that we get really close to one person, and then when they can't give us all of that, that becomes problematic because we're sort of like, you disappointed me, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I'm going to be a disappointment if you're depending on me to, like, never cancel plans or to not forget to, like, text, you know, that I didn't text you back, you know, in a few days or whatever. I am going to be a constant disappointment. Like, I'm not that friend. If you need, like, that
if you want me to like things on social media, you're going to be constantly disappointed in me. I'll tell you that right now.
You know, so I think that my friends who know me know that I'm not their go-to if they need, like, you know, stability.
I think, like, in any relationship, like, you have to have a healthy expectation and a really healthy understanding of the limitations of the person that you're with.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean they're a bad person.
And appreciate them for the good things.
Right. Everyone brings something sort of unique to a situation. Like, I'm really lucky and I have an amazing group of really close girlfriends. But, like you were saying, like, I have different ones for different things and we all get together and we do stuff, but, like, there's certain ones that I know to go to for certain things. And, you know, and I know Celia and I are together a lot because we have the kids. Yep. And so
we also live 4 blocks from each other.
We live 4 blocks from each other. And I also, like, a lot of my girlfriends are, like, single and no kids. Right. And they're the fairy godmothers and the aunties and all of that. But, like, when it comes to someone that I'm like, just come over and, like, let's dump our kids in one of the bedrooms together. Mm-hmm. And, like, they can just avoid us and we can hang out. There's, you know, not a ton of friends that you can always do that with.
Right. Well, and our kids' ages match. I think that's part of it.
And they get along.
And they get along. And you've been in LA for a little while. Like, getting places is a goddamn disaster. Mm-hmm. So even though I have a really good friend.
I don't have any friends that live
as close.
Side. Well, no, that's not true. I have a few, but I don't see them all the time.
Yeah, I have one or two, but it's still not really the same. I mean, I do think that, you know, it's like, I would love to go to Long Beach and see my friend Karen, but I'm not gonna.
I wouldn't.
Like, yeah.
My parents live down that direction, and that's
a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, like, Long Island for us. You move to Long Island, you're never gonna see us again.
Right, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, we're not driving there.
Yeah. That's the worst drive in the
world. Tarrytown, and you're totally out.
I gotta say, listening to everything that you guys, like, I kind of took in 5% of everything you guys just said.
Right, that's typical.
But, that's actually impressive.
If this episode was me and another guy talking to each other, it would have been over in, like, 3 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't, like, because you guys need friends for this. And that. It's just, like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Good, how you doing? All right, you want to hang out? Good. Right. And then, like, we don't go to, like, different guys for different things, for different, you know, situations.
But here's what I feel like is really interesting in a lot of relationships, particularly like male-female relationships, is that the women have a big, like, their big group of friends, and they know that they need different people for different things.
Yep.
And the guys have their friends, but pretty much most of the, like, emotional stuff they get from their significant right. yeah. other. They get yeah. from their wife. They're like, you, that's as much emotional connection as I really need.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah. That, that's, but, like, you know, nothing.
I mean? Yeah. I think maybe we're,
and we're
actually
like, we'll give you more. We'll get, and right, they're like, right. no, I don't really no, need it. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. I think the reason actually that we as guys have friends is to get away from the emotional connection, right, yeah. you know, just because right. we're looking for just, but like a fun bond, like right. just get together and just like shoot the shit and
yeah.
do whatever.
Like, do you ever wish you had? I mean, no. like when we get to, when we
like
go
I know
out,
my boyfriend.
I didn't
like,
even know what she's
the,
about to
like,
say.
The
but
worst
it was,
thing
no.
he, you can do is invite him to like a big group setting. He's like, oh, it's just
right.
That's the worst.
Right.
The worst.
And I mean, I'm like that a lot too. Like, I will, like, I actually went to a birthday party yesterday that took me longer to get to than I stayed.
Oh yeah.
And it only took me 27 minutes to get there. So. That would be great. But, ouch. You know, I think as I've gotten older, I'm like, oh, just get togethers and talk.
Yeah, no.
Whatever.
Well,
yeah,
invite me.
Don't invite, no. right. right. But, I think it is really interesting because if it's like a group of girlfriends that I know and at uh-huh. my house or whatever, like, that's great. But guys are like, yeah,
I'm good.
That.
Like, wait,
I'm
but can I say, so I run the mom group, like Jody said, and when we all started and then all these moms were becoming, you know, friends with each other and they were spending all this time and they still do spend all this time in the Little Mamas, you know, Facebook group and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden they started saying, our husbands are getting like really annoyed. They want to know where the group is. Like, all we do is talk about mamas. We have mama get-togethers, blah, blah, blah. And where are theirs? And they want to start, you know, a little poppy group. That was one. And then
what?
A little daddy. Yeah.
A little what?
Poppy. Little Poppy was one. Little Daddy was one. And by the way, Allie and I trademarked all of them at one point because we were like, we're going to buy it. You want to try it? Fine. But you'll have to pay us if you're going to piggyback off of us. And after the first time that a guy group was like, yes, we're gonna start
if
something.
If any dad started a thing called the Little Poppies, I'd be like, yo.
First of all,
we need to talk.
They've had four different dads in four different states, one of which was California.
That's like that is your nightmare.
Wait, can we... What is this group? What do they want to do?
It's the Lil Mamas, and we are like a little
Facebook
group
where dads like talk about parenting and stuff.
So like where dads communicate about parenting.
Yes, and we'll also meet and do like meetups, and we'll go out to dinner.
The
Lil
Mamas do this.
Yeah, the Lil Mamas.
Right. So, but you're talking about the
dads. Started saying that they wanted something like that. We've had four different dads in four different states try and start groups, and I hear back from the moms on the first meetup where they all go out in real life. First of all, the Facebook pages are stagnant.
Right.
Everyone gets on, yo, what? And they drop off.
Yeah.
The first time they ever meet, everyone came back and was like, well, that was awkward. We all just sat there and looked at each other. And in the end, every single dad was like, yeah, we just ended up talking about like the Little Mamas and like how y'all talk to each other. And that's cool.
Right. Yeah, I could have told you all of that before the group even started.
Yep.
Like, that was going to be the outcome.
Yep. They just, it was like, that's, I don't even know why they thought they wanted to.
The intent is good. The idea is good. Like, I get it. Uh-huh. Like, because it could either go one way of guys getting together and bitching about their wives and their kids.
Right.
Or it could just turn to like what happened with that. Nothing. Like, it fell apart.
They all sat with like a beer
either way.
Staring at each other.
Exactly. So, like, I don't know. I don't know how, well, at least for me, guys are not good in new situations. Like, if we had to go somewhere and it's a bunch of parents that I don't know or I never met, I'm going to be so uncomfortable sitting there because if they leave the guys alone or the women go, like, no, that's like social hell for me.
Yeah.
I could never. So
my boyfriend goes to parties with people that he knows and like goes and sits in, like, that's the joke because everyone sends me pictures of him because, again, he lives in New York. So my friends out there that he's, you know, or his friends out there that I'm friends with will send me pictures of him and they're like, oh, here's, find Mescal at the party. And you just see like his feet in the other corner of the room, like on his phone. He's like, I'm fine. I'm, you know.
Yeah.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
To be here.
He was like, we all went out. We ended up all in the back and we had Thanksgiving together and we all ended up out in the back like talking.
Yeah,
and
like,
Mescal,
you
want to
come out? He's like,
gone.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. That's definitely not just a guy thing. Daniel's very similar.
Oh yeah. I don't want to talk to anybody anymore either. I don't want to
I don't want to make new friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Like at this point, like,
I just want people that I have shorthand with. Really, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I don't want to small talk it.
I don't want to small talk. Yeah.
God, that's why I don't date, by the way, for the exact same reason. I'm like, I don't want to even, that's even worse. Like, you know, like, I just want someone that I was like familiar with. I don't want to go through this anymore. So
like at this point, you kind of want to know everybody you know. And that's it.
Right.
Like,
I'm like,
and if you lose one, it's, you don't have to replace it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just, all right, one down.
Yeah.
You know,
all right.
I want to get more into that, but let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Okay.
But one thing that I am jealous about with guy friendships is, like, with texting and everything like that, when you don't text back, we've spoken about this before, but when you don't text back and, you know, or if someone doesn't text you back or whatever, you're like, oh shit, are they mad at me? Like, or, you know, like, or if you don't text back within the next 10 seconds. And with Adam, like he won't text back a friend for like 4 weeks, and then he'll text back and be like, you know, dude, sorry. Like they don't, you don't even have to say sorry if you don't text back. And
I
for
don't,
us,
no, I, well, like, I don't. I rarely have to apologize to any of my friends.
Yeah, me neither.
How would this go if it was girls? Ready? So a friend of mine asked if he wants my son to come over for like wrestling SummerSlam, right, whatever the hell was, yeah, on, and it was like 4 days prior to the day that he wanted him, asked him,
that's,
to come over.
That's impressive for a man to make plans 40
days
out.
Yeah, but he was just being nice and asking, does, you know, my, right, son want to come over? Not me, just the kid, just to go over, yeah, there and have fun. Great. And I forgot. I forgot to text him back. So 3 hours before SummerSlam, I got back to him, and I'm like, oh man, I'm so sorry. I forgot to get back to you. You know what? We're leaving to go on vacation. We're tired. We don't, right, want to deal, you know.
Right.
And he got back to me. He's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
No problem.
Right.
Like, right, would that happen?
Like, no, you. I think there would be a lot more. I don't know. I think,
I mean,
a
not
lot
not with,
forth,
like, with you and I, we wouldn't care. And one of us probably would have checked in and been like, hey, is
most
that
of,
this happening?
Most of the friends that I'm friends with, yes, that's exactly how we would react. Is,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Anybody that doesn't react that way, I'm not friends with.
Right, anymore.
Right, anymore.
Right. That's what,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used, no, to have friends that would have gotten pissed at me, and I don't make plans, right, with them anymore.
I don't know that I don't think I ever would have gotten that close to,
oh,
someone,
God,
that acted,
I,
like that.
I,
because,
I,
I'm, yeah, like,
Do you still,
crazy,
at this age, like, get into fights with friends? Because I have friends who,
no, I just,
yeah,
don't talk to people.
Right. Like, I have friends who have gotten into, like, you know, really big fights with friends. And I'm sort of like, at this point in my life, I don't want to be fighting with my friend. Like, I don't. Who has time for that?
No.
Like,
I'll confront friends if I feel like something's off with our friendship and it's something that needs to be, like, worked on. And certainly, if they confront me, then I'll say something. But yeah, no. I think life's too. I haven't gotten in, like,
yeah,
a big blowout,
like,
fight with someone since my 20s.
If, right, I had get into it with, like, well, here's, if, like, a friend and I are going through a thing, like,
ex-boyfriends,
we just sort of,
on the other hand,
we just sort of stop talking to each other.
Yeah,
and
let
then, like,
simmer.
3 months later, like, pick up like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if it's necessarily the healthiest thing, because then we sometimes will run into the same
problem
situation over,
right,
and over again. But I'll bitch about it. And I know, like, I bitch about it to my boyfriend. I'll bitch about it to, like, other friends. Like, can you believe? Nah, 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 nah. But then I see him and I'm like, yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I really,
get over,
like, when it comes
fast
down to it, I'm,
it's
like, yeah,
an,
I really
energy
legitimately
stuff,
don't care. But again, I will bitch to my poor boyfriend about it. Who's like, are you going to do anything? Are you going to say something? No.
Right,
yeah,
I just want to bitch about it.
Just want to, yeah, and he's like, okay. And,
right,
then I can tell, I'm like, oh, you've heard enough of this,
yeah,
conversation.
We're done with this.
Right,
you're done.
Right, right, totally. Mm-hmm. And you guys are raising girls, and,
yeah,
I'm raising a girl, and I get nervous about all the social stuff with,
yeah,
especially she's about to go into high school, and I think it's really hard to, you know, like, girls can be bitchy,
oh,
when,
yeah,
they're, you
we
know.
We started it last year in fifth grade. There was some of that.
Yeah,
but
right.
Now, but.
And now with social media, it makes it even harder.
Mine don't have it.
Yeah,
oh,
mine
do
don't
they
have,
not? How did you
mine
do
don't have
that?
Social media.
They complain all the time. I don't really
do
care.
They have, like, do they have a phone? Like, do they text?
My younger one does not. My older one has a phone now, almost a year, that she lost for most of the summer because her grades weren't high enough to keep it. And,
okay,
she only has a TikTok account, and I monitor it like a crazy person.
Yeah,
that's
mine too.
I saw her download Snapchat because I have something on my phone that, you know, it tells me when she's downloading whatever.
Right.
And she was in Nashville with her dad, and I sent her dad a text. I said, hey, she just downloaded Snapchat.
Oh,
go
see,
get
mine
her phone,
can't download anything without me approving it first.
Well, she wasn't supposed to be able to do that either, but somehow managed to break that code.
No.
I put in something else that tells me when she's doing it anyway.
Yeah,
we did that when they were younger. So, like, our two boys, we still have that where we have to approve a download.
Right.
But now with her, I'm not worried.
For her, it's different because she is such an introvert. She's
right.
So
social media is so hard with that.
But the thing is that, I mean, I'm the opposite. Where, like, for her, I almost want her to be on Instagram, and she's not.
Right.
Like, she's
right.
never on. She has an account, but she's never on it, and she never likes her friend's stuff, or she
right.
never posts anything or whatever. And I'm always like, part of me that's sort of like, I want her to get more involved in that
right.
because it, I think it does sort of, you know, make you like
yeah.
more of the group or whatever.
My daughter has an Instagram, my older
yeah.
one, but her dad runs it. Like, it's her, you know, and she's actually pretty like social media savvy and friend savvy. Like, she isn't, I mean, she, you know, there's the bullshit that happens, but she's kind of like, yo, if you're going to act like that, like, I don't yeah. I don't like you. Like, right. I'm not going to hang out with you. I'm not, you know, and like she, you know, will try to be the bigger person and invite the, you know, the little queen bee, whatever, to her birthday party. And that backfired. And she was like, well, I'm not going to be nice to her anymore. I was like, yep, see, there you go. I said, but I'm proud of you for trying.
Yeah, she tried.
You know, you tried. Always try to be the bigger person.
God, but that, like, girl's a bitch, though. Sorry.
I know, it's hard, and it's devastating to watch when it's your kid, like, being, you know, left out or whatever. But with social media now, also, when people post pictures and they're all somewhere and one kid's left out or you're left out, or, you know, it makes it.
See, I don't care. I'm like, oh, good, a social thing I didn't have to show up to.
Right.
Like, I don't, I'm not, I
I know, I'm not jealous of my other friends that have friends. I'm just happy that you have other friends and you're not wanting it to be all on me.
Right.
That's where I go.
Well, and I know, yeah, because I know somebody, I can be a shit friend sometimes. I'm too. Oh, I'm terrible at that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but if our daughter cared about, you know, missing out on seeing what's on Instagram and missing out the social, but she doesn't care. Different.
But that's good. That's good. Right.
So it's a different situation, because if she did care, that'd then be a whole nother. Yeah.
Yeah. And people do.
What about, okay, here's a big question for me. And we've discussed this, the two of us, and it doesn't really apply to us because we don't have friends of the opposite sex, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, except for like couple friends or, you know, whatever. But what about if you're dating a guy or married to a guy or whatever, and they are good friends with someone of the opposite sex, or you have a good friend of the opposite, like, so where do we draw the line?
My boyfriend has a lot of really good female friends, because he's super like masculine dude, but he's just like not the, he's, you know, he likes his sports and he likes whatever, but like, I think he just, he has a lot of good female friends, and I'm fine with that, because I mean we're in a long distance relationship.
Like, if he went out to dinner, just the two of them, without you?
He does that all the time.
Yeah. And
he
you don't mind.
He lives in New York. Like, there's a lot of his life that I don't necessarily know about. But I completely 100% trust him, and he completely 100% trusts me. And I think, honestly, we have an incredible relationship because of it. Are there times that I'm like, oh, he went out to dinner with, you know, so-and-so? Yeah, not because I'm jealous of that, but more because
you,
I
just
live 3,000 miles away from him, and I wish I could see him more.
Well, you were married previously. So if he wasn't your boyfriend and he was your husband, would you feel any differently?
No.
You know, okay.
It didn't bother me in my head.
But I also know, like, if we lived together, chances are there would be a lot of those situations where we would probably go out to dinner with his female friend.
Right. So,
but even if he didn't, even if it's like, oh, I'm going out with so-and-so, I'd be like, okay, cool. I've got guy friends that, like, text me and talk to me and we joke around and all this stuff. Like, he never gets weird or jealous about, you know what I mean? And I say I probably have more girlfriends that I hang out with, but one of my dear, dear friends was my dancing partner on Dance with the Stars, and he comes over and like hangs out on my couch and like
with the kids
and with, you know, I'm really good friends with them. I have a lot of great guy friends that I work with you know, at work, that I talk about all the time, that text me and, you know, send memes or stupid stuff, and like, it never once has it been like, oh, well, who's that? Oh, what? Like,
yeah.
And I think it comes from a place of like, I just really trust him, and I'm like, I don't think either of us are that stupid to ruin something really good we have. And living 3,000 miles away from each other, we have had to, it's like, we have to trust each other.
Yeah.
See, I feel like if it was a friend who Adam had had for a really long time, like since childhood or something, and that was an established thing, I would be okay with it. I mean, I think, I don't know. But I would not, like, if he now, like, made a female friend, I would have an issue with it. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it also is that, like, we barely see each other. Like, he's gone, you know, Monday through Friday. He works and he comes home, like, 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
Weekends or whatever. I mean, if he wants to go out with guy friends or whatever, that's one thing. But, like, I don't know that I need him to go out with another woman on a night when he's home. Like,
right. Well, that's probably
different,
I guess.
Because I can't very well be like, you can't go hang out with that person, because that's, you know, like, it's...
Yeah, I think I would sort of feel like, what's he getting from her that he's not getting from me?
I feel the same way. That's kind of why I feel weird about this topic. Because,
really?
Yeah, like, why should Danielle go out with another guy? Like, what is she getting out of that? Like, what is... Huh. That she's not getting from her girlfriends or from me. Like,
I have no interest in hanging out with, I mean, guys at this point. Like, it just, I don't know. I mean, like, either.
I'm single. Also, that's just sort of, my friendships have evolved. But I still, I mean.
I think it also just depends. It depends on your relationship. And it probably depends on the person they're hanging out with. I mean, I was in a long distance relationship for a year and a half also. And And that person was really good friends with a bunch of girls. And we broke up. We don't speak anymore. But one of his very close girlfriends and I are, she's like one of my best friends. Like, I didn't lose her in the breakup because I love her. And we just got really close. So, and she hangs out with him still and I hang out with her and it doesn't matter. Like, I think it depends on who the person is. I mean, if you meet somebody that you feel automatically, you know, threatened by for some reason, I'd say trust your instinct. I could say that. But, you know, it doesn't, I don't know. And I'm still friends with a guy that he introduced me to. He's one of my closest friends here. You're friends with him now, too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, I love him.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, I think that's the difference. And he introduced me to that guy. But
I also, like, I hear back from, like, some of my girlfriends that are friends with my boyfriend that are like, you are, like, what he talks about. Like, he just adores you. And so I know that it's not, like, you know, we're also not the couple that, like, posts ad nauseum on social media. When we're together, like, maybe we'll post one picture when I go back to visit or he comes out here. Usually I have to bribe him into taking the picture.
And he never smiles.
Pictures. Right. But, you know... But it's also like, I'm not worried about it. I'm like, you know what? Like, I trust him. And like I said, I think also that comes from having a really long distance relationship for 2 years.
Well, and you've also met and you've met the girls that he's friends with, and you love them.
I love them. They're
like,
great.
I think that's part of it. Like, if she became friends with, you know, some dude, and you met him, and you're like, he's awesome. I'm gonna hang out with him too.
Right.
And you did, and then you know, but sometimes they like hung out while you were with the kids or whatever. Like, would that bother you?
Well. It comes down to, it's not even just a trust thing with me, because it's not that I wouldn't trust her to be out with another guy or something like that. As a matter of fact, I trust her less with being out with the girls than with the guy.
Oh, yeah. That's smart. Way going to hook up with a girl before exactly. I hook up with a guy. Yeah. 100%.
But, yeah. So I would trust her way less.
Right, at this point,
for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not,
I don't need more of this shit.
I just find it, there's just something underlying there that's kind of weird.
Hmm.
I think that's it. It's like I said, it's not that I don't trust her. It's not that.
Well, but again, like, why would I need to? Right. Why would you need to?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, what do you need to go out with? Like, if we all get together,
if he's
fun.
Gay? Does it change the, was that
no,
different?
Because like I said, it's not a trust thing.
I know, but like, is it the same dynamic? Like, does a gay
guy?
I think
that's a different dynamic.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I think so too.
Yeah. And it's hard to pinpoint why. Like, it's hard. If I'm saying it's not a trust issue.
Right. That's why I'm wondering.
I know that.
Right.
So
there's something, I'm a therapist, but there's something ego-wise happening there. Because you could say it's not a trust thing, but somewhere in your masculinity is being offended somehow because you're like, what is she getting from this other man that she's not getting from me? Because if he's gay, it doesn't bug you. There's something there.
Yeah, there is something. That's what I said from the beginning. Yeah. There's something there.
I like that. I'm sort of glad
that
he wouldn't want me to. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel like that little bit of jealousy.
Yeah. Jealousy is very healthy in a relationship.
Makes me happy that he, like, if he was like, oh, yeah, sure, go a little bit, I'd be like, really? Like, you know?
I think when he and I live in the same house, it also will just naturally be like, it's just weird.
A different dynamic.
It's a different dynamic. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, he's had
I think
these
it depends
before.
On the guys also. Like, I think it is. Well, it depends on the person you're friends with.
Yeah. Oh, there's definitely some girls that I'm like, that I would be like,
no.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the girls that he hangs out with also are married or people he's been friends with forever or are like people that I've known since, you know, and I do think that those are the types of relationships. But yeah, I do think if he was like, oh, hey, I just, you know,
met a girl. Yeah.
Right. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, but I feel the same way about, like, I would feel weird being out with another woman. Like,
would you if she was a lesbian?
Yeah, I don't want
to
be out with another
woman. He's married to a lesbian.
Right.
I just have no interest in being out with another woman. I really don't.
He doesn't want to, he doesn't even have, he has interest in being, he doesn't have interest in being with anybody. Like,
no.
I can't see you ever going out because then you have to, like, talk.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah. I don't want to, because if it's new, they got to talk about all the shit that I've already spoken about. Like, I don't know. I'm not into it. I just want to be alone.
Well, that makes it easier.
I want to be with my wife, or I want to be with, like, my other two friends that I have, you know, or something like that.
But
like, with a couple guys.
In friendships, though, it is really interesting because I've had this happen before where, you know, you have, and I'm a person where it's like, whatever is sort of orbiting in, like, whatever friendship or whatever is orbiting closely at the time or keeps continually bringing me together, that's kind of the one that I tend to be in a lot. And it doesn't mean that I've forgotten other, but it's just sort of like however the orbits change and they change. And then it's like, okay, I'm not seeing this person as much. Right. And then I'm more with this person.
They do say that, and I don't know who they is, but they say that you keep your core friendships. But other than that, your friendships really change every 7 years.
Yeah. And I definitely think that my friendships definitely change. But I have, you know, even within that core group of friends, I've got friends that I'll be closer to at one particular time or another. And I'm fine with that. I like that.
Me too.
But I also like variety. That's sort of in who I am, is I like changing environments and things like that. It's interesting when friendships, when you feel them get territorial over you. And like all of a sudden it'll be you and one friend just wind up spending more time together. And maybe the friend that used to like got a new job. And so they're not around as much. And it's not like you're ignoring them, but just the circumstances change or whatever. And you find them getting really weirdly jealous.
Yeah.
And like,
I hate the whole, like, I've been friends with her longer. I don't care.
Does it matter?
Who cares how long I've been friends with you? And I have friends like in different places. I have different groups of girlfriends in different areas of the country.
Right.
That I grew up with my high school girlfriends and I'm still really close with them. And then I've got friends from camp that I'm still really close to here. And then I've got friends that I've made here. And then I've got friends from the Little Mamas. And you know what? They all don't need to be friends with each
other. There you go. Well, see, that's what I call also, I always say like that is more like a tribe. Like I want to be part of like a tribe, but not a clique.
Yes.
Like a clique is like when everybody all knows each other.
I don't like that.
And that's problematic because then you're always worrying about, you know,
who's
you know
left
somebody's
out
talking or, to somebody about somebody and this and that. But I like the idea of like a tribe, a same kind of thing. Like I've made friends through podcasting and I have friends from childhood and so like to me that's safe. Like keep them all separate. Like fine.
Yeah, don't cross the worlds.
Right. You're going to have
don't
dinner
cross
with
the streams.
Like,
don't cross the streams.
Right.
Don't cross
the streams. Well, we have like a local three group tribe, right?
But they're not all best friends with each other.
No. What I'm saying is we have friends where there's like three families that we all get together. And then there's another tribe where there's three families that we all get together.
Yeah, right. We have that too.
And I think that's healthy.
I like how we say we collectively as if we're a couple.
I know. People are going to start thinking we're not.
Whatever.
They rarely overlap. You know, it's only if we have a party or something like that where everybody's invited, that kind of thing.
Well,
I
have found that I tend to be sort of the nucleus of a lot of my friendships that now have spawned other friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
like,
so am I.
I have like kind of brought a lot of people together.
That's
awesome. And not to be like it weird, like I bring people together. Mm-hmm. But I do. Because I have sort of this big, you know, group of people, and then I invite everyone over, and then like two or three of them will wind up hitting it off, and then they become friends. There are some people that fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Like I had a friend
jealous.
I kind of had to stop being friends with her because it was another friend of mine who I've actually become much closer to. We got introduced through this person and then me and this other person started hanging out more and she flat out would say like, I don't like it when my friends hang out without me.
Ugh.
And then there was a lot of other things like very controlling, whatever. And I was like,
yeah, that's a control issue.
I'm breaking up with you and taking that person.
Right.
I actually like them better. So thank you. I'm going this way.
We were out once together with a couple of people that I was friends with. And Jody came out and met us. And we were both going through some stuff with different friends. And out of nowhere, Jody just turns to me and she's like, you know what I don't give a fuck about? And I was like, no, what? She was like, who the fuck else you're friends with? And I was
I really don't. I don't like. I don't care if I introduced you. I don't care if you hang out with them without me. Like, go have a fucking life and get off my dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're happy in your own situation. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like people who need to be part of everything,
but
all the time.
I do think that social media comes into play in this.
Yes,
because
it
used to be that your friends could get, like, people could
you
go
didn't
out
know.
Without
you,
you and
know.
You didn't know.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't maybe that they lied to you or, like, but it was like, they just made plans and you weren't involved or whatever. Fine. Who cares?
Who gives
a
shit?
But now, because of social media, and you know, we think about this happening with like middle schoolers, high schoolers, kids, adult women, and adult, even some adult men. But adults are fully capable of being like, oh, they did something without me. Oh my God, they didn't invite me, and I totally know that they planned it without me, and I know it was about me. And you're like, bitch, I wasn't even thinking about you
right. But dudes, don't act like that. We know that.
I know. I'm more like, thank God they were not thinking about me. Thank God they didn't invite me. Now,
yeah, my boyfriend's always like, do I have to be in
nowadays. Also nowadays, I feel like when people sometimes like they'll post, you know, like I'll see a Facebook thing come up of like their night together, you know, three friends went out or whatever, and I'm like, were they even enjoying the night? It just looks like all they did was take pictures to post on Facebook.
I rarely post pictures of things. I'm I forgot to take a picture. But I don't care. But I think now with social media, the idea of that other people see that you weren't invited. That's what it is. Yeah. It's that, oh, well, they must think that I'm not as good of friends with them. And it's this weird, like, friendship competition of who knows each other better.
Everyone's watching on social media, and I wasn't there. What are they going to think? I'm it's like nothing. And if they are thinking something, they need to get a fucking life.
Right. They don't care.
That is part of the nice thing. And I, you know, I say it all the time. It sounds so cliche. Like, one of the nice things about getting older is that
you just don't care anymore.
My
mom talks about it all the time. And I told her, I said, I admire you, mom. Like, you finally get into the age where you don't care. She goes, I don't give a shit.
How do you relate friendships as when you were kids, you know, because it was so important. Friendship was like the most important thing there was, and that's why it's scary now with social media when you see all your friends or you see
it brings up some sort of something.
I mean, I moved schools. I don't really have, other than like my full house family, I don't really have any friends that I went to elementary or middle school or high school. I mean, that's not true. I have some friends that I still talk to on social media from high school and stuff, but
there was no social media, that, like, because now I feel bad for kids because when they look at social media,
like, as kids,
because they see, you know, their friends doing things and they weren't included, that's a huge situation compared to us as adults.
It's what's led to so much depression in kids these days. Exactly that.
But my kids also know, like, we have conversations about it all the time about like the complete bullshit, really, that social media is, that it's not real life. It's not what you see. And my kids, because of what I do, know that, you know, yes, we're posting the fun, cute, you know, picture or whatever, but that's not our real life all the time, which was also a really important thing when we started our podcast, was to be like, you know, I try to be very real on my social media. We posted an Instagram Live and I'm talking about my zit and I, you know.
We posted a picture of us in bed with no makeup.
Asleep,
we look ridiculous.
You know, and I do that so that my kids see that even though I have a big following, even though like part of my job is putting that out there, that also part of my job is putting out reality out there, that it's, you know, or making fun of myself or talking about the things that I don't do. And my kids understand that, like, just because maybe something got posted on social media, that it's not a reflection of who they are.
Yeah.
It's not a reflection of their friendship. It's not, you know. It still happens, and of course, I'm sure they still get bummed about it. But I remember, like, you know, that there was even the element of, like, oh, my friends got to go, and I didn't get to go. Like, even before social media in high school.
Right.
Yeah,
but
it's
just an extra layer of it. But I think
oh, my God,
for me,
missing
a
bat mitzvah when I was growing up, if you didn't go to, like, you couldn't go to the bat mitzvah or you wouldn't invited to the bat mitzvah, oh, my God. I would have cried for 5 days.
I mean, my kids now, like, you know, with the birthday parties and stuff, like, I don't care. I'm like, you know what? You're inviting 10. Well, so-and-so. I go, I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's fine. You're going to be okay. Like, you know, well, so-and-so got invited to their birthday party. I go, yeah, well, we're not doing
that.
We're doing 10 kids or 12 kids, and that's just what we're doing.
You learn as you get older, like, what makes a good friendship, I think. And then there are some friends you end up keeping because they've been friends with you for so long, regardless of how close you stay or whatever. You know, it was nice. I took my kids back to Connecticut, where, you know, I grew up, and we had this get-together with a bunch of my friends, that one of which is the person that, I mean, I think he's probably like my oldest friend, who's married to another one of my friends. I've known my friend Sam since I was 5 years old. And like, it was so cool that my kids were hanging out with his kid, you know, and I'm like, and I turned to my daughter at one point, she's like, I love Sam. And I said, yeah, you know, I was like, Sam, I've known each other since I was 5. He used to pick on me and like push me and whatever. Right. And I love him. And that's so cool. And then we went and saw my friend Nicole, and my daughter is Harper, you know, just finished 7th grade. And I said, you know, to her in front of Cole, I was like,
this seventh grade is when Nicole and I became friends.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole was like, yeah, how do we become friends again? And I just stared at her and she's like, what, was it bad? And I said, yeah. I was like, you got dumped by Mike and I saw you in the bathroom. And she's like, oh, right. And then we stole cigarettes and we smoked cigarettes in the bathroom. And I was like, yeah, that was the part I was going to leave out in front of her. Yeah. You
know? I just did that like 2 days ago.
Yeah. Like, it was, you know, I mean, that kind of is cool.
I do love it. I mean, with my Full House family, because that's really been...
You guys have been together forever.
Yeah.
Force in my life. And I was 5 when I met them. So I really don't have a time of my life that I remember before them being in it. Mm-hmm. And so now, like, our kids hang out together. The kids on our show hang out with the kids.
With John's son. Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, that's, you know, like, we're aunties. And they know, you know, they know them as, like, Uncle Dave and Uncle Bob and Uncle Jeff and, you know, Uncle Johnny. And, like.
Yeah, but I feel the same way. I feel like you guys are, like, fans. Yeah, I grew up watching you guys.
Like, I like Uncle Bob and Uncle. It is really cool because that's one of the few relationships that I have in my life where it's like those are the people that watched me grow up.
Yeah.
And like me and Candace and Andrea grew up together and now our kids hang out together and we support, you know, when one of us is going through it with our kids, we support each other through that. And the kids that are on our show now play with our kids and hang out and do like, it's just, and it's really special. And it's not the case with most, you know, TV shows and things like that. Yeah. But that for me is the experience of lifelong friendships that I have, and so it is fun to sit with your friends and watch your kids play, and you're like, we've known each other this long.
Unless
like
you end up hating the kids of your friends.
We were
friends.
Talking about this too, and there are some.
That's
some of
those are friendships
where, like,
ended.
All of a sudden, you start seeing that like your kids don't get along, or you don't like who your kids become around their kids,
or the way they the lack of parenting. That's ended more of my friendships as an adult of parents that do not parent their children at all. They just let them do anything, and they are raising dicks. Right. And then I'm like, out.
My kids will come to me and be like, you know, I don't think that so-and-so is like really inappropriate or is really appropriate with what they wear or how they post on Instagram or how they're like, you know, and my kids have, you know, pretty inappropriate language, but they also know like there's some stuff that like you shouldn't post on social media. There's ways that you shouldn't talk. There's things. And they'll come to me and be like, I don't want to hang out with them anymore because I don't like the person that they try to be. And
that's
I'm like, awesome. Yeah. Very proud of you. And I'm like, I get it.
But it's hard when then you're friends with the parent.
Right.
And then you got to like walk a very thin line of like, well, now I got to figure out how to hang out with the parent without hanging out with
the kid. Well, we have that situation.
Yeah. Just hang out with them less.
We have good friends with kids the same ages and they're just different. The kids are just different.
Right.
There's no problem. There's
no.
So it's, we just don't get together, you know, with the kids. That's all.
Right. It is really nice. So it does work really well when you have kids who really like, the kids really love each other. I think that the same way that we need these friendships away from our spouse or significant other or whatever, like, also, I mean, my sister is my best friend in the whole world. I love her so much and I love my family so much, but you still need that separation. You need another, you know, like friends who are family,
right?
You know, because it's a different kind of dynamic and it's a different kind of responsibility. Like, you don't have the responsibility side of it so much, you know? So I think it's like, it brings a different, I don't know, like I'm like obsessed with my friendships that are, you know, that I'm like really close to, like I need them so much. And sometimes when I'm down and I like, and I think about that person or I think about that situation, I get so happy. I'm like, feel so blessed that they're in my life.
We had a moment yesterday when I turned to you and I said that, like, I'm rarely like emotional, but we were sitting outside talking after we were out, you and I, and
we were talking about, it was so funny because I was away
and then I came back and then we were my sister was also my best friend and my sister died last year and Jody's been there, you know, nonstop when she was sick and at the end. And I said how when I was in New York, like, there were things when I was home that I wanted to, you know, text my sister and I couldn't. But then I realized that I could text Jody and it felt almost the same. Mm-hmm. And then we both got really quiet and I was like, whatever, I just love you, shut up.
We'll text each other and be like, oh, I miss you. Oh, that's so lame.
Yeah,
like,
sure. Like,
so
don't say that
lame.
Again.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But it's so important, you know? It's like the Oprah Gayle thing, you know?
It is, yes, absolutely.
You have to throw out the Oprah.
What? We just talked about Gayle yesterday and
I told you.
I went to Australia with Oprah. Do you know that?
No, I do not know that.
My name is Winfrey.
We'll talk about it another time. Lulu's middle name is Winfrey, my youngest daughter. I found out that I was pregnant in Australia with Oprah. We announced it on her show that last season where she took her audience to Australia.
Yes.
Hi, I was in that.
Shut the fuck up.
Seriously.
You lived my dream.
I lived a lot of people's dream. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
but
my
anyway,
God.
She's hugged me twice. Just saying.
We were just talking about
it
yesterday because this has been happening to me.
Uh-huh. It's weird.
I'm just willing things to happen. So we keep talking about how we're making millions of dollars.
Yeah, and I was like, make $1 million.
And touring the world.
Right.
Emily yet to say anything today, but I feel it. It's coming.
All right. Yeah. We will come on tour with you.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That would be so fun. Right? Leave all our kids. Just bye.
The parenting podcast.
That went really wrong.
That would be so fun.
Let's
start now.
Yes. Like, let's just leave. Not tell anyone. Just go.
Well,
you guys are really awesome.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, if you follow, you better do the social media handles, but our podcast
No, don't let her do it. I heard her do it last time.
It's
terrible. It did not go over very well.
It's not
I don't remember it.
I don't know why it's
She's, our podcast is Never Thought I'd Say This, and it's available on Spotify. And
it's
iTunes,
fun and
Apple.
Hilarious.
Thank you.
So we've been told.
Yes. If you like Marriage and Martinis, you're going to love the podcast.
We swear a lot. You can find us at Never Thought I'd Say This on Instagram and Facebook. Fuck Twitter, we're not dealing with them. And you can also email us at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Good job.
Well done.
That's impressive.
She's in charge of that.
Wow.
Awesome. And pretty much everything else. Awesome. So I just
So if you haven't rated and reviewed Marriage and Martinis, please go and rate and review wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Instagram. And we will be soon talking about Patreon, but not yet.
Oh.
Yeah, don't.
To talk about
Don't. Yeah. I'm not talking about it. I'm just mentioning it so that people get thinking about it.
And call and leave us a voicemail. We'll play and answer some questions on the next podcast.
I have to post the number on Instagram.
I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not going to say it now anyway.
Okay, all right.
So we'll send it to you.
All right, and thank you so much, Jody.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So fun.
All right, and thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
All right, bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.